poll, Donald Trump boasts 62-point lead over Nikki Haley. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 16, 2024. Former President Donald Trump boasts a massive lead over former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley in the Republican primary race, a Morning Consult survey released Monday found. Trump continues to expand his lead and now has support from 80% of likely Republican primary voters, according to Morning Consult. Haley slipped 62 points behind with 18% support. Related video, Nikki Haley, I am going to beat President Trump. Further, the survey found that Haley's argument that Trump, 77, is too old to be president, does not resonate with Republican voters. Morning Consult reported. Haley's age argument has a small audience. Roughly 1 in 4 Republican voters nationwide believe Trump is too old as he pursues the White House again, while roughly 4 in 5 each say he's mentally fit or in good health. These figures from our weekly tracking survey show there's little appetite among the party's electorate for age-based attacks on Trump despite his repeated verbal flubs on the campaign trail. Trump also has a much higher favorable rating than Haley, as 79% view him favorably compared to 47% who view Haley in a favorable light. More than one-third, 36%, view Haley unfavorably, compared to 20% who said the same of Trump. The survey was taken February 9 to 11. Among 3,827 potential Republican primary voters and has a +/2% margin of error. The Morning Consult survey coincides with state-level polls that tell a similar story of likely losses for Haley in upcoming primaries. A CBS News survey released Monday, for instance, showed Trump leading the former governor by 35 points in her home state of South Carolina. A Morning Consult poll released February 7 that analyzed Super Tuesday states also showed an uphill battle for Haley, as she appeared to be trailing by double digits in each of them. Related video, Nikki Haley, I'm not going anywhere, I will continue on to Super Tuesday. However, Haley remains confident and plans to stay in the race, even if the February 23 primary in her home state does not go her way.